so literally what we see today in the book of Ezra is breakthrough. You know the story, we've been reading it for several days. Work was halted, commanded to stop by false accusation, fear, greed, power, by those who were in control of the land. The exiles, the Israelites back in Jerusalem building the walls and the temple, appealed to King Darius, who did an exhaustive search looking for the original command. Couldn't find it in the archives of Babylon, and they ended up finding it in the fortress of Ecbatana, which was a beautiful city whose ruins are still in existence. It was a multi-walled fortress, each wall being of another color. And they found it in the archives there. Darius not only upholds the original decree, but he issues his own decree that all of the expenses to be paid for the building of God's temple would be paid from the revenues or the taxes of that region, which are the very taxes of the people who came against the Israelites in the first place. Not only that, anyone who interferes will have a beam torn from his house and be impaled upon it. I guess that is persuasion enough to stay out of the way. And so breakthrough comes that the exiles in Israel, the temple is completed, and they celebrate their first Passover there in our reading today. I don't think I have to draw a parallel to our lives. I think it's obvious. Just a general overview is certainly we have been exiled. Certainly when we return to reclaim land that is God's in our lives, we are dispossessing what has owned it. Whether that be the evil one or whether that be ourselves, we are dispossessing someone. And that doesn't usually go down easy. But in the end, God's will is done. We must be steadfast, unmovable, as Paul says, in our pursuit of breakthrough.